Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, documentation basics, part two. Here we go.
So the specific rule that we mentioned earlier is stay current. Okay. There's a lot of legalese we've been throwing around. Let's make this simple. If you make a note of something that happened, something someone said or something someone did, and you note it in virtually any form within a reasonably practicable time frame, that's all you need to do. That's all. Okay. Now, the more current your notes are, the better. A lot of small notes kept currently, in other words, shortly thereafter, during the meeting, after the one-on-one, when you pass by his cube, when you, you know, get an email, print it out and write a note on it or whatever, shove it in your one-on-one folder. A lot of small notes is better than long weekly Word documents describing the week.
For those of you who know this, the high C's, who might not document something because they only have 5 minutes. And of course, that 15-minute conversation, they need 2 hours. Of course, folks, I'm a high C, so I can make fun of high C's. It takes 2 hours to document that 15-minute conversation, so they don't do it because it can't be thorough, can't be right. It'd be more effective for them to take 5 minutes and write down, if nothing else, a list of bullet points that were covered in the meeting, for example.
Yeah, it's funny. You just said something and my head exploded. I didn't know the rest of what you said. You said, because you're a high C, you can make fun of them. Are you suggesting that all the years I've been making fun of high C's that I shouldn't have been because I'm not one?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, my. Well, okay, so.
Since my head exploded like 1,000 times.
Yeah, so, okay, so here it is, folks. This is the galactic mea culpa. According to Mike's rule that only high C's can make fun of high C's, I sincerely, completely, utterly, unreservedly apologize, as Mike holds me upside down by my ankles out of the window. I apologize to all of those of you
who've been offended, and we have.
You can't apologize to people who have been offended. No, you can't say who have been, or if you've been offended, I feel bad. No, that's not an apology. So I apologize unreservedly for my terrible attempts at humor. and I'm trying so hard not to put a modifier with this sentence. I shall make an effort in the future to make fun of more high D's and high I's. I will not, however, make fun of high S's because it hurts their feelings. We can make fun of high D's and high C's because they don't have feelings.
That's right. Right? That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, only high D's I can make fun of. I'll let you make fun of them.
Well, even high C's, we just have enough data to suggest that what you... Yeah. Well, not even to suggest. We know you're wrong, so we just ignore it. Data does not compute.
The problem is, you taking the time to put it together in a memorandum for record would take so long that by that time I'm retired.
Yeah, so back to my point, right? So high C's often will not document because they can't give it a thorough, do a thorough job, right? And that gets them in trouble.
Yeah, we're going to give a couple of examples, and we've alluded to yellow sticky notes, and I've testified in court with yellow sticky notes, a copy of one-on-one form with nothing on it, written on the actual form, but yellow sticky notes all over it, which was absolutely legal documentation. So again, a lot of small notes that you kept that were contemporaneous is better than a long weekly document. A long MFR after a long series of events for which there are no notes, you're simply recalling what's happened over a period of time, is worth nothing to your case for discipline or termination or lack of a raise. Don't do it, guys. Don't be so interested. This is Mike's point, said a little bit differently, I think. Mike, correct me if you think I said this differently, but you would say this differently. I would say, don't think that waiting and getting it perfect is going to help. You're not trying to make a case. Somebody else is going to do that. Your job is not to make a case. Your job is to try to help them improve and document whether they do or not in nearly as contemporaneous a period as you can. Your job is to create evidence, not make a case. In a stupid analogy that I'll probably regret, you're the CSI. You're the crime scene investigator. You're not the lawyer. You're not going to court. Okay? If, in fact, there were a trial, the CSI or you would be called as a witness. You're not the lawyer. Don't worry about the law. Take notes on things. Write stuff down. Write small notes quickly on any scrap of paper. It's fine.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was, yeah, a little bit more dramatic because I'm a high eye. Look, the more current your note is, the more leeway you have in delivering them during a reasonable period of time. And we're going to have more to say about this, the difference between when you write the note down and when you actually communicate it. But as a general rule, taking much more than a week is not good. Our general rule is don't let feedback wait longer than a week. Otherwise, there's going to be a question about whether or not it happened the way you say it happened. Okay, so that's currency, okay, or contemporaneity. Oh, man, that's just awful.
That's an awful word. So, yeah. So let's don't talk about that. Let's go back to the high C thing. Like, how much do I need to write? Right? Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Brief.
Dude, yeah, don't. Stay brief. Managers often think that they need lots of supporting information or corroboration to make a note into documentation. In other words, that your note, it becomes documentation when you have other evidence. No, that isn't true. If you capture it contemporaneously, the timeliness of it gives it its validity. You don't have to tell the whole story. You don't. Managers tell each other stories about what happened to them when they went to HR. HR told them to write everything out in detail. Other managers then get the impression from the manager who went to HR that that is what is documentation. What so many of those managers who go to HR don't tell their buddies is that note that they created was worthless as a form of documentation because they didn't have any actual documentation. HR just wanted an overview. And because you think you need HR's approval, and in fact, usually you do, and because HR knows the lawyers are going to ask questions, they ask you to write it all up. Writing it all up is an internal document, which actually is a form of documentation, but it won't be useful in the case other than to give the opposing side some idea of what it was you were thinking, your state of mind at the time. That document you create is a bit like a briefing you're writing in advance for lawyers to be able to read at a time when you're not there to decide whether or not you're worth even meeting with. So, the point here is that you don't need to feel obligated to write a daily document about what happened with a person or didn't happen. We're not looking for a story. We're looking for singular events, okay, that have been reasonably captured. It's the string of events that matter, not the dramatic story you put on top of that, okay? In fact, the dramatic story won't even become an issue. If you have good contemporaneous notes, you'll do a quirky story, which is Danny's story about how she got rid of an employee who wasn't performing. And HR will look at you and go, what took you so long? Because you were doing what you're supposed to do, which is to say contemporaneousness and brevity. Okay? Another way to look at it, if this helps folks, is notes made in the course of a long series of typical one-on-ones are absolutely sufficient to serve as documentation of a pattern. Again, not trying to create a case, just giving documentation. And patterns are what matter in virtually any situation where the documentation is an issue. But you can't simply assert a pattern. The pattern must be inferred from the evidence. Now, look, there are exceptions to this, okay? We're not suggesting that every termination of someone is based on a pattern. If one of your directs hits somebody else, actually physically assaults them in the workplace, it's not the documentation of the event that matters, but other evidence like a video or three people all saying, yeah, I saw it, and ooh, look, the guy has, you know, a broken jaw or is hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's evidence too.
Yeah, you don't need a pattern of that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
So as you were talking, I kept thinking about facts, right? Like writing down facts versus stories. Of course, I'm a high C, so I think that way.
Right.
But that gets into behavior, right? What we're really looking to do is document, not the story, but the behavior.
Yeah. What you're secretly saying is that you wish the world was completely factual, right?
I do. I've given up. I mean, I wish, but
You've achieved wisdom. Wisdom. You've given up.
I just given up. Not wisdom. I'm just so frustrated. I just given up. Yeah.
High Ds achieve wisdom when they discover that the entire universe is not within their circle of control.
you've gotten there?
Yeah. No.
Not yet.
And high Cs achieve wisdom when they realize that the world is not rational. What we want to do is document behavior. Now, look, guys, if you're a manager, tools manager, this probably goes without saying, but many of you may be listening for the first time. you can't simply make notes, write something down contemporaneously that someone has a bad attitude or that they aren't a team player or that they have low standards or that they push boundaries or that they don't get along. Hopefully the phrasing of that caused you to realize all of those would have quotes around them, right? Or that they, quote, don't work well with others, unquote. All of those phrases, bad attitude, not a team player, low standards, push boundaries, don't get along, don't work well with others, those are all characterizations of what the person actually did versus their behaviors, and behaviors are what they did. The characterizations may be true, guys. We suspect they are. You're an intelligent person. But characterizations are not sufficient to be written down to help you support what you want to do. Yeah, technically, if you write down that somebody had a bad attitude, it is documentation, but it won't help you help them improve, which is a whole nother series of casts on feedback, which we don't have time for right now, or it won't help you get HR or your boss to support whatever actions you intend to take if all you write down are characterizations of what they did. So, we only give feedback on, or conversely, or relatedly, we only document actual behaviors.
Okay, tell me what they are, because I mean, there's folks listening who haven't been to the conference or haven't listened to feedback, so what are behaviors?
Well, for high C's, it's a special case. No, I'm kidding. Five behaviors. First, the words people say. Actual quotes, word for words. What you would hear if you videotaped them. The actual audio from their mouth, those are the words they say. That's a behavior. How they say those words, the tone, the tenor, the speed of those words. There's a big difference between sure, fine, and sure, fine. There's a big difference between those two things. And again, that would be captured on audio tape or videotape. Facial expressions. Not, quote, happy, unquote, or, quote, pleased, unquote, or, quote, mean, unquote, but rather smiling, not smiling, raising eyebrows, grimacing, squinting, sticking one's chin forward.
Yeah, not characterizations of the expression, but right. The expression itself.
Right. And again, when you characterize, you're good at characterizing things, folks. Your brain has been seeing thousands of behaviors around you every day, and it has filtered all those behaviors out and said, there's too much here. You can't deal with it. Let me just judge people for you. I'll do it for you. I'll see 30 behaviors in their face in 10 seconds, and I'll say, ooh, nice, or ooh, mean. Your judgment centers your brain. Use personality words rather than behavior words. And if you don't know this distinction, you may struggle a little bit when you do behavior capture and write notes to yourself. But if you learn how to give feedback, and if you're giving feedback on a regular basis, which we can't imagine you would try to fire somebody without having done so, to give them a chance to change their behavior if they get off track, if you don't know how to do that, we encourage you to go listen to the feedback podcast. Next, the fourth is body language. So we're not going to say that someone is, quote, distant, unquote, or, quote, disengaged, unquote, or, quote, arrogant, unquote. But rather, we're going to focus on the behaviors that they engaged in relative to their body language that caused us to think that. For instance, crossed their arms, leaned back, turned away, looked down. Boy, you know, it occurs to me, Mike, if somebody's listening for the first time, they're like, wow, there's a lot more to this than I thought. And the last of the five behaviors is work product. The quality, quantity, accuracy, and timeliness of their work, and all documents they produce while doing so. So what that means is email is a behavior. And so are their production of any quality numbers versus a standard, or whether there's a standard or not. That's work product, and that's a behavior. Generally speaking, a good way to start when you're thinking about behaviors and work product is, what is the organization? What do you measure? Now, it may be that some things you're measuring are silly, like engagement, but that's another story for a cast on corporate surveys.
Okay. How do I capture notes? I mean, some people like to write in their journals or in their notebooks. Some people like Evernote. Some people like a bunch of different ways of recording. Some people like to talk into their phone, for example, and capture it digitally in audio. So what's the best way to do that?
Lewis Litt uses a dictaphone. So use what works for you. It doesn't matter what form you capture them in. You can type a note to yourself on your phone. It doesn't have to be in an email so that it gets its timestamp. You can write on a sticky note. You can write in your notebook, which, by the way, has some special advantages. Okay? You don't have to make a formal note that meets some official standard. Handwritten on a scrap piece of paper, paperclip to a one-on-one form, is an excellent form of documentation because it's contemporaneous. Whereas waiting until the end of the week and say, this memorandum for record relates to a conversation that I had with Joe on Monday, not nearly as good. Maybe more complete, but not nearly as good. And then the key is you have no excuse for not having documentation. The standard is so low, anybody could do it. It's not, I'm trying to get rid of somebody. It's, I'm just making notes about what I see and what I hear in terms of the behavior of my team. That's all. Simple. And then the last point of this is you've got to satisfy your company policies, guys. If your company's big enough, they probably have some rules about documentation. And we don't want to suggest that this guidance supersedes those rules. Guys, follow whatever rules your company has. That said, we'd be willing to bet that your company's rules don't give you this level of understanding of documentation. And when you read your rules, if your company is big enough, you'll probably go, oh, now I know a lot more about what those rules mean because I listen to Manager Tools. Usually, the rules about what is documentation and what you have to do and so on are essentially subsumed into a larger rule about what you have to produce to help HR and their lawyers protect the company from what amount to sloppy managerial behaviors. If you ask for the rules about documentation, we'd bet that you're going to hear, well, just bring us what you have, which is so lame. You ask for one thing and they say, no, you give us something. It's funny. It's like, you must be a staff person then. Guys, what we're talking about here is what you do day in and day out. What HR is going to worry about is putting together a case, okay? Again, we said that earlier. Not necessarily a legal one, but one that legalists will look at. So once you sense that you may have to get HR involved, go talk to them after you've been documenting and tell them, I've got a performance problem with one of my directs. I'm keeping notes. I'm giving her daily and or weekly feedback. I've started a file. Can you tell me what the company process is so I can make sure I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's? And by the way, you only have to ask that once, because once you've got it, you've got it. It's not going to change so massively that if it does, they're going to let you know about it. Now, we're going to let you guess about the range of answers you might get to that question. Our favorite one is, again, why don't you let us see your stuff? Which is a dumb answer, but that's for another day. But look, just tell them you've got a performance problem. Tell me what the company process is. If you've done what we've suggested you should do, if you've met the standard we've suggested here, and you have 40 or 50 or 60 notes over the course of a month or two or three or four, rest assured, you're fine. And you need to know what the company needs so that you can put what you have in some form that will be helpful to them. Talk to them in a language that makes sense to them. And at some point, we'll share in a formal cast Danny's story about Corky, which is too good to be true. It's not too good to be true. It's a manager doing what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, because it is true.
Perfectly, yeah.
And it is good.
And hey, listen, one final note for those of you in small firms who are always telling me our stuff is for big companies. If you take away number 8 here about satisfying your company policies, because one of the standards of small companies is they don't have any policies yet, numbers 1 through 7, that cast is just for you. Now, we're not done yet, right? We have more to go. But the only difference between small companies and big companies in this case is whether or not there are policies usually. And in the previous 7, they work just fine.
Yes, they do. And that's it.
Yeah, that was long. Look, Guys, documentation isn't a bad thing. Almost any form of note is actually documentation. The key isn't form, but contemporaneousness. Stay current, stay brief, document only behavior. Okay, use the technique that works for you. Mike suggested Evernote. I'm still writing on scraps of paper, and it works just fine. And yeah, you have to satisfy your company policies. Any note you take is documentation, and documentation isn't bad or wrong or Machiavellian. It just happens if you're doing your job in a professional way. Don't apologize for that. Be proud that you know that your operational tempo, your professionalism, and maybe your age demand taking notes when things happen. And for once, use those gadgets if that's your thing. But no uncontemporaneous long memos. That doesn't work. And one final thing. This cast is dedicated to plant manager Karen Richards and our wonderful team of professionals at Valent Biosciences in Osage, Iowa, where I wrote most of this cast at night after having visited with them.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Thank you.
You bet, partner. Anytime.
All right. We'll see you. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long, folks.